Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Subhadra Ramachandran with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes women's reservation in Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies is Nari Shakti's right. Urges the opposition parties not to give historic legislation a political color. Home Minister Amit Shah assures no region will lose seats, southern states to gain 66 Lok Sabha seats after delimitation. In the first phase of Census 2027, field operations for house listing and housing census began today across several states and union territories. India and Austria signed key agreements including an MOU on food safety and letters of intent on defence cooperation and counter-terrorism. French President Emmanuel Macron called Prime Minister Modi to discuss West Asia situation. Heatwave conditions to prevail in Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, North Interior Karnataka and Rayalaseema for next 2 days. In IPL cricket, host Mumbai Indians take on Punjab Kings at Wankhede Stadium. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that 50% of the country's population should be made a part of decision-making process. He said Nari Shakti is playing an instrumental role in the development of the country and this is the need of the hour to give them due representation in the policy-making.
विकसित भारत का मतलब केवल उत्तम प्रकार के रेल रास्ते इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर या कुछ आर्थिक प्रगति के आंकड़े सिर्फ इतने से ही विकसित भारत की सीमित कल्पना वाले हम लोग नहीं है हम चाहते हैं कि विकसित भारत जिसके नीति निर्धारण में सात अर्थ में सबका साथ सबका विकास का मंत्र समाहित हो देश की 50% जनसंख्या नीति निर्धारण का हिस्सा बने ये समय की मांग है
Mr. Modi made the remarks in the Lok Sabha today during the discussion on three key bills related to the constitutional amendments to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The three bills are Constitution 131st Amendment Bill, the Delimitation Bill and the Union Territories Law Amendment Bill. The Prime Minister stated that no one should operate under the arrogant illusion that they are magnanimously giving something to the women of India as it is their right. He emphasized that the entire political establishment is collectively guilty of withholding this right for decades, making this bill a necessary act of atonement.
कि हम देश की नारी शक्ति को कुछ दे रहे हैं जी नहीं उसका हक है और हमने कई दशकों से उसको रोका हुआ है आज उसका प्रायश्चित करके हमें उस पाप में से मुक्ति पाने का ये अवसर है हमें क्रेडिट नहीं चाहिए जैसे ये पारित हो जाए मैं कल एडवर्टाइजमेंट दे करके सबका धन्यवाद करने के लिए तैयार हूँ
The Prime Minister appealed to the opposition parties not to give this historic legislation a political colour, as it will be beneficial for all and for the democracy of the country.
पहले ही देरी कर चुके कारण कोई भी होगी लेकिन इस सच्चाई को हमें स्वीकार करना होगा कि जब हम अकेले मिलते हैं तब मानते हैं हाँ यार लेकिन जब सामूहिक रूप से मिलते हैं मुझे याद है कि जिस इसकी प्रक्रिया चली थी सभी दलों से मिलना हुआ है एक दल को छोड़कर जिन जिन से मिलना हुआ है हरेक ने सैद्धांतिक विरोध नहीं किया बाद में जाकर के जो कुछ भी हुआ होगा राजनीतिक दिशा पकड़ी जा रही है
The Prime Minister said that women's participation in country's parliamentary democracy is not just about numbers, but a commitment to democratic values. He said out of around 6,700 block panchayats, nearly 2,700 panchayats are led by women. Mr. Modi said that country which is progressing today has a significant contribution from women and this must be acknowledged. The Prime Minister asserted that no injustice will be done to any state while implementing this law. In a brief intervention during the discussion, Union Home Minister Amit Shah rejected the apprehensions of the opposition regarding reduction in number of Lok Sabha seats in southern states after delimitation exercise. Mr. Shah clarified that the proposed framework ensures that no region will lose seats in absolute terms and that southern states will see a rise in representation.
दक्षिण का जो पूरा नैरेटिव बनाया जाता है.
इफ वी लुक एट द एंटायर नैरेटिव बिल्ट अराउंड द साउथ, करंटली आउट ऑफ 543 सीट्स, अबाउट 129 एमपी सीट इन पार्लियामेंट फ्रॉम द साउथर्न स्टेट्स, व्हिच इज अप्रोक्सीमेटली 23.86% रिप्रेजेंटेशन. आफ्टर अ 50% इंक्रीज, इंस्टेड ऑफ 129, अराउंड 195 एमपीज विल बी हियर एंड देयर शेयर विल इंक्रीज टू 23.97%. सो द रिप्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ साउथ इज नॉट डिक्रीजिंग, इट इज एक्चुअली इंक्रीजिंग.
तो शक्ति कम नहीं हो रही है, बढ़ रही.
Participating in the discussion, Samajwadi Party MP Akhilesh Yadav said his party supports women's reservation. He, however, questioned why such an important bill is being brought in a hasty manner, adding that it should be introduced only after the completion of the latest census drive. Thanking the Prime Minister for bringing the bill, Telugu Desam Party leader Dr. Bairedi Shabari said women today are ready to lead the nation from the grassroots to the national level. Earlier today, Law Minister Arjun Meghwal introduced the 131st Constitution Amendment Bill and the Delimitation Bill in the Lok Sabha. Home Minister Amit Shah introduced the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill. Mr. Meghwal termed the day as historic, saying, "The government is working to give political justice to women." He said, "The results of current census exercise are not expected to be available before the end of 2027 or the beginning of 2028. Therefore, the 2011 census will be used for the readjustment or division of territorial constituencies and for the allocation of seats for scheduled castes and scheduled tribes." Initiating the discussion, Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi said his party is in favour of women's reservation, but it should be simplified and not linked with delimitation.
Congress party supports women reservation. However, we request that it should be simplified so that it can be implemented immediately after the law is passed. It should be applied to the current strength of the Lok Sabha, which has 543 seats, and should not be linked with delimitation.
Participating in the debate, Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra questioned the centre's decision to link the implementation of the women's reservation law to a future delimitation exercise. She alleged that the government wants to take away the rights of OBCs by not conducting the caste census and sticking to 2011 census figures. BJP MPs Tejasvi Surya and Bansuri Swaraj, Arvind Savant of Shiv Sena, UBT, Pratima Mandal of AITC also spoke on the bill, as also MPs from RJD, IUML, CPI, Aam Aadmi Party, Jan Sena Party, JMM. The discussion is underway. We have more from our correspondent.
A three-day special sitting of extended budget session of Parliament commenced from today with the introduction of three legislations in the Lok Sabha, including the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Delimitation Bill 2026, and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026. The objectives of these bills are to operationalize one-third reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and the legislative assemblies through delimitation exercise based on the latest published census. In 2023, the Constitution 106th Amendment Act, known as the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, was enacted. Under this legislation, one-third of the seats in the Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies were reserved for women. With Anand Kumar, Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The field operations for the house listing and housing census HLO in the first phase of census 2027 have commenced across multiple states and union territories today. The exercise will be carried out over a 30-day period till the 15th of next month, during which trained enumerators will undertake house-to-house visits for data collection. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stocker in New Delhi today. During the meeting, India and Austria exchanged several agreements and documents, including an MOU on food safety, a letter of intent LOI on cooperation in military matters, and an LOI on joint working group on counter-terrorism. Addressing the joint press briefing, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and Austria have been reliable partners in infrastructure, innovation and sustainability.
Chancellor Stocker ki yeh yatra
ट्रेड और इन्वेस्टमेंट में नई ऊर्जा लाएगी। हम ऑस्ट्रिया की एक्सपर्टीज और भारत की स्पीड और स्केल को जोड़कर पूरे विश्व के लिए रिलायबल टेक्नोलॉजी और सप्लाई चेन सुनिश्चित करेंगे। हम डिफेंस, सेमीकंडक्टर, क्वांटम और बायोटेक्नोलॉजी में भी अपनी पार्टनरशिप को सुदृढ़ करेंगे।
ऑस्टिन चांसलर डॉक्टर Christian Stocker termed his visit to India as a milestone for Austria-India relations. Dr. Christian Stocker also called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a phone call from French President Emmanuel Macron. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during their conversation, they discussed the West Asia situation and agreed on the need to urgently restore safety and freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. He added that they also reaffirmed to continue close cooperation to advance peace and stability in the region and beyond. In the first phase of West Bengal elections, a total of 152 assembly constituencies will go to polls on the 23rd of April. Today, we take a look into the Falakata assembly constituency in Alipurduar district.
Falakata seat is under the BJP at present. The incumbent MLA is Deepak Bormon of BJP. Total 8 candidates, including 2 independents, are in the fray in this election. Deepak Bormon has been fielded by the BJP again, while Trinamool Congress's candidate is Subhash Chandra Roy. The CPIM field candidate is Komal Kishore Roy. Congress fielded Akshay Kumar Bormon. The main contending parties are Trinamool Congress and Bharatiya Janata Party. In the election campaigns, BJP is focusing on the welfare of the tea garden workers of North Bengal. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee stressed on continuing the existing welfare schemes and blamed the BJP for creation of division in Bengal. Kollan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
Meanwhile, with only 6 days left for the first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal, campaigning has heated up in the state. Our Kolkata correspondent Kalyan Laha reports, today, Leader of Opposition Suvendu Adhikari addressed a public meeting in Purulia district. State BJP President Shamik Bhattacharya joined public rallies in Purulia and Bankura. Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sharma campaigned in North Bengal today. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee campaigned in districts of North Bengal and Abhishek Bandyopadhyay joined a roadshow in Bankura district. In Tamil Nadu, all the parties are tirelessly campaigning all over the state. A report.
Unmindful of the rising level of temperatures, leaders are on a whirlwind tour to capture the attention of the voters towards their party candidates. Out on the streets, unmindful of the simmering heat, they walk the extra mile to meet the people and assure them of their promises. Through the help of the YouTube Live, youngsters look forward to an opportunity to have a glimpse of their leaders. The frenzy can also be seen in the comments section. Social media war rooms swing to action every now and then to constantly have an impact for the respected parties. With just 5 more days for campaigning to end, it is a festival atmosphere in Tamil Nadu. Joy, Akashwani, Chennai.
International Monetary Fund, IMF Chief Kristalina Georgieva has said that India's economy is expected to remain resilient even as global growth slows amid war-driven disruptions. Speaking at a press briefing during the IMF spring meetings, Ms. Georgieva said country's strong fundamentals are helping it outperform most economies. India Meteorological Department has forecast heatwave conditions over Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, North Interior Karnataka and Rayalaseema for the next 2 days. The weather agency has also issued orange colour warning for thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Himachal Pradesh for tomorrow. Similar conditions are expected tomorrow over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Odisha and northeastern parts of India. In IPL cricket, host Mumbai Indians of 186 for 5 in 19.1 overs against Punjab Kings in a league match at Wankhede Stadium with reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes women's reservation in Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies is Nari Shakti's right. Urges the opposition parties not to give historic legislation a political colour. Home Minister Amit Shah assures no region will lose seats. Southern states to gain 66 Lok Sabha seats after delimitation. In the first phase of Census 2027, field operations for house listing and housing census began today across several states and union territories. India and Austria signed key agreements, including an MOU on food safety and letters of intent on defence cooperation and counter-terrorism. French President Emmanuel Macron called Prime Minister Modi to discuss West Asia situation. Heat wave conditions to prevail in Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, North Interior, Karnataka, Rayalaseema for next 2 days. That's all in the news at night.